It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy. Today's in is called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is the last day of the month, and brothers and sisters, while the world is celebrating a satanic holiday, we are here to talk about a holy God. Can we say amen? We want to pray for the world. This is a time where Satan's demons, his fallen angels that accompanied him and followed him, that's all they are. They are having a field day in those who allow them to. So, brothers and sisters, let's not get into demons and danger and darkness, and let's pray for people, stay at home, and God has better things than a trick and a treat. Can we say amen? Let's have prayer as we begin. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this morning. We ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us as we study the word and learn about our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, my brothers and sisters, it's time now to go right into our opening song, It's About Time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time.
my brothers and sisters, this is powerful. We're talking about the powerful study of Daniel 11. Daniel 11, my brothers and sisters, let's just dig right in. We'll be taking bite-sized portions every day until we understand it fully. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you very much for revealing truth to your people. We ask that you would help us to understand with clarity these important topics, and we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me say this about Daniel 11, brothers and sisters. Daniel 11 begins with the deliverance of God's people from physical Babylon, okay? The actual Babylon, the one that Nebuchadnezzar had, okay? And then it ends bringing us already just to the point of deliverance from spiritual Babylon, okay? The times that we're living in, okay? As the Bible tells us to come out of Babylon, it's a spiritual Babylon, all right? So we're going to be dealing with just two verses, and even tomorrow we may deal with more details and history of those two verses. But in Daniel 11, this is what it says. Also I, in the first year of Darius the Mede. Now, you have to understand, this is the angel talking. How do I prove that? Let's go back to Daniel chapter 10. Remember, this is the angel Gabriel, and he says, verse 18 of Daniel 10, then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me. And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. When he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, Knowest thou whereof I am come? Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come, but I shall show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. So, brothers and sisters, even prior to those verses, it brought out very clearly this was Gabriel. He's called the man Gabriel, but also the angel Gabriel. You can read that in the book of Luke, that the angel Gabriel came to tell about Jesus coming to Mary and to Elizabeth, okay? So, that being said, brothers and sisters, this is a continuation. Gabriel is still talking. So we get to Daniel 11, verse 1, and it says, Also I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I, stood to confirm and strengthen him. Now, when Daniel 11 is beginning, in other words, when Gabriel is talking, this is not during the time of Darius. He's just giving Daniel some history that I was back there when Darius came along. Now, Darius was the one who did conquer Babylon. It was Darius's forces that were breaking through. From what I understand, they had diverted the water of a major river that went into Babylon, and they marched into Babylon on the rock bed while, who was he? Belshazzar was having Belshazzar's feast. And remember, he saw the handwriting on the wall, many, many tekel upharsin. You remember that, right? Okay, so that was Darius the Mede, and Gabriel is saying he is the one who was dealing with him. Now, we're going to get to it a little later, but God used Babylon to punish God's people because they had gone into apostasy, and the Bible predicted that through Jeremiah, they would be in Babylon's control for 70 years. Okay, remember, we've studied this already, but back in Daniel, it's either Daniel 8 or Daniel 9, Daniel was troubled because he had started, I believe it's Daniel 8, let me see if I can find it. I may not be able to find it, but right off the top. But the bottom line is, you might remember in one of our previous messages, we talked about how Daniel was troubled because he had been studying the writings of Jeremiah and learned that the 70 years had expired. So it was time for God's people to go back, you know, and I thought it was in Daniel 8. It might be. I'm just kind of scrolling through. Oh, I found it. It's Daniel 9. Look at verse 9, chapter 9, verse 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Okay, so he went back to Jeremiah's prophecy. It's in Jeremiah 25:11-12, and it says, and this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years, and it shall come to pass when the 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it perpetual desolations. So God predicted the fall of Babylon, the rise of Babylon, and the fall of Babylon, brothers and sisters, through the prophet Jeremiah. He said he's going to use it to punish his people. He, brothers and sisters, God is trying to save us. And if we won't humble ourselves, he has to humble us. But if you humble yourself, he doesn't have to humble you. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I don't sing that song I used to sing, humble me, O Lord, humble me, humble me, and let me do thy will. He will do that. But he tells us, humble yourselves. Amen. If you humble yourself, you won't have to eat grass like Nebuchadnezzar for 7 years. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, what we're showing here is the truth of Isaiah 46:9-10. What does it say? Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Repeat that over and over again, because that's the foundational scripture of Bible prophecy. God authenticates himself by saying, at the beginning, I'm the only one that can tell you what's going to happen at the end. So, brothers and sisters, I'm not going into Islam, because they can't tell me in the beginning exactly what's going to happen in the end. I'm not going to Buddha, because they can't tell me with unerring accuracy exactly at the beginning what's going to happen at the end. No one has disproven these Bible prophecies, brothers and sisters, and they prophesy of Islam. They prophesy of Catholicism. They prophesy of Protestantism. They prophesy of even the United States of America, my friends. So Daniel 11 is powerful, and it's a very little understood chapter. So I just wanted to show you that Babylon would punish Israel 70 years. Medo-Persia would be raised up, and we're going to see that Medo-Persia was commissioned by God to let Israel go back. Amen. Now, you might jump ahead and remember in the time of Esther and Ezra, they were dealing with that whole thing, and with the time of Esther. See, the devil was trying to make God a liar, so he was trying to wipe out all of Israel that had been prophesied to return. You see, Ezra was in the time of Esther, brothers and sisters, and so, you know, all that was together, and so Ezra even records some of their going backs. But you see, if Haman, that wicked Haman, if he had been successful, he would have destroyed all of God's people. That was Satan's plan. So Haman was Satan's agent to try to destroy God's people, because God had prophesied that through Medo-Persia, they would go back to build Jerusalem. Remember how we talked about in Daniel 9, knowing therefore from the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem? Remember I told you that was Artaxerxes? That was a Persian king. All of it's fitting together, brothers and sisters. So you have Babylon set up by God to punish his people, to bring them back to humbleness. And then once that happened, and then Babylon would just be doing a bunch of evil, God would send Medo-Persia to punish Babylon, but he would use Medo-Persia to restore Israel back. Now, brothers and sisters, at that time, Israel hadn't killed Christ, okay? At that time, Jesus hadn't come along. And so they were still God's special chosen people, okay? You just need to understand that. There's no, because I'm just mentioning that because a lot's going on in Israel right now. They are not God's chosen people. Once they killed Christ, let me just jump here real quickly to the book of Romans. And we go to Romans chapter 2, Romans chapter 2 and verse 28, brothers and sisters. Let's just see what the Apostle Paul says. Notice what it says. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. So what does outwardly mean? If you're looking at me, you can tell I'm a black man, Okay? I'm outwardly a black man. That means my descendants came from Africa. Okay? That's what I am outwardly. So a Jew is talking about you're not by nationality or whatever you can physically see based on the nationality of a person. A Jew is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But a Jew is a Jew, which is one inwardly. In other words, Christ abiding in your life. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So when we speak of Israel modernly, we are Israel. We are. See, God had different names for his people. They used to be called Israel. We're still called Israel. They used to be called Christian. We're still called Christian. The Christian church became, okay, so Israel apostatized and killed Christ, but spiritual Israel still moved on. And then Christianity came along with Christ, but the Christians went into paganism and became Roman Catholic, and so the organization, that is. And so we're still Christian. We're still spiritual Israel, right? But Roman Catholicism poisoned Christianity. So God established Protestantism. Well, guess what? We're Protestant. Protestantism is true Bible teaching. The Protestant slogan was the Bible only, as our rule of faith and practice. But the Protestants in the Great Awakening left the truth of the Bible and went back to world loving. So God set up the Advent movement. So if you're in the Advent movement, which we all should be, you're still a Protestant, a true one. You're still a Christian, a true one. You're still a Israelite, a spiritual, true Israelite. You see? And that's how it works, my brothers and sisters. And so God has these names. These names carry forward, and he's showing us that it's not about an organization. The Jewish church was an organization. The Christian church organization was taken over by an organization called Roman Catholicism. They persecuted God's people. And listen carefully to those of you who are in Islam and those of you who are Jewish. The persecution and terror and evil that Rome did far, far outweighs slavery, far outweighs the Holocaust. I just wanted to tell you that because you won't get that from Islam and you're not going to get that from Judaism, but it is the truth. History bears truth, and it's mentioned in the Bible 7 times. I've given it to you in our study. It's mentioned as a time dividing of time, half a time, 42 months, 1,203 score days. The Bible gives it to us 7 times, brothers and sisters, that 1,260-year period, because it's very important to understand the principles of God's people and the policies of Satan's people, and which, so you know what side to be on. Because if you don't understand that, then you're going to join the Democrats, the Republicans, and many other organizations and even religions and try to make the state make religious laws to fit your agenda. That is totally the antithesis of Bible teaching, brothers and sisters. The Bible teaches that if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. God wants us to be free to serve, to worship Islam if that's what we choose to do. God wants us to be free to worship Buddha if that's what we choose to do. There should be no religious laws, friends. Now, the religious laws are for law and order. If your religion tells you you can go sacrifice children, no. God does not allow that. And so the first 4 commandments in the 10 deal with our love to God. Nothing should interfere with that. Then the last 6 is our love to man. And in areas of law and order where we have to treat one another with grace and dignity and respect, God allows human governments to do that. That's what Romans 13 is all about, submissive to the power, okay? Talking about the government. But he said the powers that be are ordained of God, okay? But it says, let every soul be subject to the higher power. So when the government doesn't recognize the higher power, we have to go beyond the government and recognize the higher power. You can stand before a judge and say, Lord, I respect you, Your Honor, but I have a higher judge that I must answer to than you, and I have to be obedient to that judge. If you teach that you demand something that judge, my God, says I cannot do, then I cannot do it, Your Honor. But I do call you Your Honor. I am respectful. But brothers and sisters, there's a higher. So let's go back. Now we're back in Daniel chapter 11 with that little introduction there. And we're in Daniel 11. So what is Babylon to do? What was Babylon to do? to punish God's people because of their apostasy. What was Medo-Persia to do? To allow God's people to go back to their country, okay? So, also, this is Daniel 11:1, in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. When this is spoken to Daniel, he's already in the reign of Cyrus. So you had Darius, then you had Cyrus. How do we prove that? Just go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. Okay, it just goes on, whose name was called Belteshazzar. So Cyrus came after Darius. Darius conquered Babylon. Then he was succeeded by Cyrus. And it was in the time of Cyrus that these visions start coming to Daniel. But Gabriel is just telling Daniel that he was around when Darius was there. He was working to encourage Darius because God was going to use these Persian kings step by step to get God's people back. All right, verse 2. And so the fact that he was there to confirm and strengthen him, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I don't care how evil it gets on Capitol Hill. They can't keep God from doing what he does. I don't care how evil it gets in the White House. They can't keep God from doing what he does. These evil kings, God was working through Nebuchadnezzar. God was working through Darius. God was working through Cyrus. These men are even mentioned in the Bible, even hundreds of years, or at least over 100 years, before they came to power. We're in verse 2 now. It says, and now I will show you the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet 3 kings in Persia. This is a Bible prophecy. It's not happened yet because he's now in the time of Cyrus. But he's saying there's 3 kings that are going to be set up, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all, and by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. That's all we're going to talk about, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, I am God, there is none else. I am God, there is none like me. If it didn't happen just like that, we need to give up the Bible. This is in the time of Cyrus, and let me share something with you. If you go to history, and that's what's beautiful about this, because you can't deny history. It already happened, so we can show it, but we can say this happened before it happened. This was mentioned before it happened. Brothers and sisters, there is actually there was a son of Cyrus whose name was Cambyses. Cambyses, I'm not even sure how to pronounce it, C-A-M-B-Y-S-E-S, Cambyses, and he ruled from 530 to 522. Now, remember, in the B.C.s of time, it counts down toward zero. There's no 0 year, and then in A.D., which we're in, it goes up, okay? So 530 to 522. Then there was an imposter that came on the throne. He's called Smerdis, or false Smerdis, and he's called an imposter. Now, most of the historians don't even count him. He ruled for less than a year, and then his impostering, I guess, was found out or whatever, or his trickery was found out, and so he didn't rule. You start counting after him. Darius the Second, and he's the one that issued the second decree. Cyrus issued the first decree. See, I have some people I used to pastor, and they've gone a little astray because they count the timing. They think that the whole 2300-day prophecy is off because it doesn't line up. But see, they start counting with Cyrus's decree. But the problem is with that is the Bible says it's the decree to restore and to build Jerusalem. Cyrus only decreed to build Jerusalem. It wasn't until Artaxerxes in 457 that it was to restore the government and to build, you see. So there were actually 3 decrees. One was by Cyrus, which we talked about. He came right after Darius. And then you have Cambyses, and he was the, remember, at this point, after Darius and Cyrus, God is telling Daniel through Gabriel, yet 3 kings will come next. And so that was Cambyses. That was 530 to 522 BC. You have Darius the Second, and Darius is the one who actually made the decree. Now, I believe, brothers and sisters, let me not quote this. I'll try to find out, because remember, one of the kings that was in play with Daniel in the lion's den. I believe that was Darius. But I'm not so sure if that was the first Darius or the second Darius. I'll try to find that out for you, okay? But these are men that are in Bible history, okay? And but it was in the Medo-Persian realm that Daniel went into the lion's den, okay? And so he ruled, Darius II, from 522, from 522 to 486. Yes, from 522 to 486 B.C. Then you had Xerxes. That was the one who married Queen Esther. That's right, friends. And Xerxes ruled from 486 to 465. That's during the reign of Haman. Remember, the devil was trying to make God's prophecy not come true, so he was trying to destroy God's people so they couldn't go back, because there would be nobody to go back, because he would have destroyed them all. God is to be honored, for he kept his promise. And then you have Artaxerxes, and he issued the third decree, and that decree was issued in 457 B.C., but he ruled from 465 to 423 B.C. Brothers and sisters, it is after this that you're going to see the kingdom of Greece come on the come onto play. So I do agree that Smerdis should not be counted. He was false. He was an imposter. So the actual true kings that ruled in authenticity, see, once he was found out, he was ejected. But the true kings, three, Cambyses, Darius II. I'm sorry. Let's go back to Daniel, so I don't want to confuse you. Notice what it says. Yet three kings in Persia in verse 2. And the fourth shall be richer than they all. So he really gives four. So again, in the time of the book of Daniel, as it comes to Medo-Persia, Darius conquered Babylon. These prophecies began to be revealed during the time of Cyrus. Then the Bible says in Daniel chapter 11, verse 2, yet three kings shall come, and that would be Cambyses, Darius II, and let me get the name again. That was Cambyses, Darius II, and Xerxes, who was in the time of Esther. Then the Bible says, and the fourth shall be richer than they all, and that was Artaxerxes. He's the one who made the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, okay? And that was in 457 B.C. And by his strength, through his riches, shall he stir up all the realm, stir up all against the realm of Grecia. So remember, we've already studied that Greece is going to come and take over. That's in Daniel 2. They are the belly and thighs of brass that overcome the breast and arms of silver. They are, Greece is that four-headed and four-winged leopard that overcame the bear that was raised up on one side, okay, because the Medes were stronger than the Persians, okay? And so you see it mentioned. The Bible is very clear. And so this is powerful. So we're just going to stop here. We've given you some history of Medo-Persia, and I might be able to, I'll either keep going, or I might give you some stories, some principles about these kings and some things that they did. But what have we done? We are showing that Gabriel is telling Daniel about four kings that would come after Darius and Cyrus, and that would be Darius II, Xerxes, and Artaxerxes. I'm sorry. It would be Cambyses, Darius II, Xerxes, and the fourth would be very rich. That would be Artaxerxes. And then he would cause everybody to kind of rise up against Greece. But we're going to learn that he's not successful. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. How? Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Are you memorizing that, brothers and sisters? Let's memorize that while we're studying Daniel 11. That's Isaiah 46, 9, and 10. Amen. From the King James Version. All these versions came about by the devil's hand so that people would stop memorizing scripture. Want us to be on the same page Let's go with the King James and let's memorize scripture together. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. Thank you that you are God. There is none else. Thank you that you are God. And there is none like you, able to declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Help us, Lord, if you are so powerful and you have control over kings, surely you have control over our homes. Surely you have control over our families. Surely you have control over our jobs. And surely you have control over our lives and our salvation. And so, Father, we humble ourselves before you and ask that if you were such an intricate God to deal with the affairs of nations, that you will remember us. For it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Bless us to this end that your name will be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. It's time now to transition to the wellness segment of our broadcast, and we will do that at this time and go right into our torso song, and we'll do that now.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
My friends, I didn't put it in the title, but we're going to be talking about a stop smoking remedy. Okay, so get your pens out. Stop smoking remedy. All right. I want to tell you that there are we probably wouldn't be as sick as the Indians were when they just rolled up some tobacco and smoked it. Okay, but they are putting chemicals and toxins in cigarettes and in vaping apparatuses that are designed to increase your addiction, okay? You need to understand that, and it's evil, and you have a choice. There's nothing that God can't deliver you from, okay? But you have to recognize that there's a problem with it, and you need to ask God for his help. Let me just say this about all addictions. Addictions mimic, there's a word I'm looking for. Counterfeiters, okay? Addictions simply work on the principle of counterfeiting. They basically counterfeit what nutrients do. Nutrients calm you down. Nutrients give you energy. So these toxins can calm you down and give you energy, and they do it very fast, but it uses toxins to do it. So the energy that you're getting is actually borrowed energy from when you need to be living to 90 and 100 years of age. You're borrowing from tomorrow. Don't borrow from tomorrow to play today. Can we say amen? You're using up nervous energy. And when the nerves run out, you die, okay? So you have a certain battery power that God gave us. And when we follow the live-free lifestyle, then we are much better off in our work and life and everything that we do for the Lord. Okay, so brothers and sisters, this is the stop smoking formula. So, you know, follow that live-free lifestyle. We'll get to that in a minute. But here's the formula. You take 3/4 cup of honey. 3/4 cup of honey, 1/4 of a cup of lemon juice. What did we say? 1/4 of a cup of lemon juice. Well, if you have 3/4 and 1/4, you got about a cup. You have a cup. And this whole gives you a little bit more than a cup because there's a few more things to add. You add about 1/3 of a teaspoon of pure peppermint oil. Pure peppermint oil, okay? 1/3 of a teaspoon of pure peppermint oil. You add one 1-ounce bottle of lobelia. Lobelia is an herbal extract that you can buy, and it's from the health food store. So it's liquid lobelia. Lobelia is very close to tobacco and some of its effects, and so it kind of helps you calm down, and it should be just added. Just open up the whole bottle and add it to your cup. And then you want about a pinch of cayenne pepper, okay, and that's your mix. So it's a 3/4 cup of honey, a fourth of a cup of lemon juice, 1/3 of a teaspoon of peppermint oil, a pinch of cayenne, and a bottle of lobelia. Okay, and you mix all that together. It's a nice syrupy soup, so syrupy drink, you know, whatever. And it's very nice and pleasant, you know, that peppermint in there and that honey and that lemon. But every time you have a craving, just take a teaspoon. Have another craving, take another teaspoon. But don't just sit there and twiddle your thumbs and say, I wonder if this is going to work. Go about your business. You want to follow the live-free lifestyle. You drink lots and lots of fluids. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. Because the counterfeit is a counterfeit of nutrients, if you do some juicing, when you try to stop smoking and vaping, your symptoms will be a lot less. Your withdrawals will be a lot less because you'll be bombarding your body with the real thing, you know? And so you want the real thing as you try to come off of this. Take a lot of contrast showers. Use a that's 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold, 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold, 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold. You want 3 rotations. If you can't do that, just do 1 minute hot, 10 seconds cold, 1 minute hot, 10 seconds cold, 1 minute hot, 10 seconds cold. Again, 3 rotations. That's going to help you. Get a brush, one of those brushes while you're taking your shower and just be brushing your skin. Steam treatments. We've done steams on people coming off of nicotine, brothers and sisters, and we'll wrap them with a sheet, and then we'll put them in a steam tent. When they come out, where their body touched that sheet, it's all brown. That's that nicotine and stuff coming out. And so it's really a wonderful thing. So sweating some of that stuff out. But you've got to stay hydrated. You've got to stay with a lot of nutrients in your body. It might be good to take a B complex just to help your B vitamins and keep them up, and you should be able to stop. About 6 to 7 days, all the physical cravings are gone. Everything else is psychological, but that psychological stuff is powerful. You know, you always come home, you sit in your favorite chair, and you light up, right? So you might want to get a new chair. Can we say amen? Change the furniture around. It might help you psychologically. And so just be wise and be enjoy a life. We want you to, we're going to help you stop smoking and light up your life. Don't light up the cigarette. We want to light up your life. Amen. Praise God. All right, my friend, let's go now to our roll call and sharing and caring time. We have Sister Vicky from Georgia, and she says good morning to all. We've got Brother Peyton from North Carolina, Sister Angela from South Carolina. Brother Peyton says good morning. We've got Sister Salita saying good morning to everybody from Virginia, and Sister Glorious from the same saying good morning to all. Brother Brian, our brother nurse over there in Kenya, that's a beautiful work that they do, brothers and sisters, and so we try to support them over there in their clinic. They're helping the people of Kenya. Praise God. And then we have Brother Saint God. He's originally from Africa, but he lives in the country of Greece. And so we met, thank God, when we were in Greece. All right. It's time now to go to the phone lines. And from the phone lines, we have Ohio. We have Maryland. We have Alabama. We have Maryland again. We have Delaware and Delaware and Delaware again. We have Ohio again, Georgia, and we are your servants here in Pennsylvania. So phone lines are open. Anyone have anything you'd like to share, please press *6. We'd love to interact with you and whatever the Lord places on your heart. Just go ahead and press *6 and share with us. If you have anything you want us to address on Facebook, just type it in the comments, and we'll read it and address it. 31st. Tomorrow is the 1st of November. Time is moving forward. Brothers and sisters, God is good. Stay away from Halloween. Stay at home. Stay away from the devil's dens. Can we say amen? All right. It's time for us to go to our first caller, and we have two, and that's our mother, Harriet. Good morning, Mother in Israel.
Good morning, Pastor, and everyone on the line, including Sister Maria. I don't know if anyone has heard that there is a comet on the horizon. They call it a devil comet. It has two horns, but I'm not really interested in that because I don't know. In these last days, some strange things are going to happen, but it doesn't attract me. Anyhow, my real reason for calling is I have a family member that is a Christian, not SDA, but they believe in salvation through Jesus Christ. And they have a problem. This person has a problem. And it has been going on for some time. They can neither taste, they can neither smell nor taste most foods. They have no sense of smell. So I don't even know the name for that problem or what can help them. So I decided to ask if you have any knowledge of that.
I have heard of those symptoms in people who have taken the vaccine. Do you know if this was in their life before the vaccine?
No, it's after.
Okay. It may be either due to COVID only or to the vaccine. Do you know if this person had COVID at all?
I asked, and they said they did have the test done, but, you know, there were some false tests and false results. But they were never diagnosed with COVID.
Right. So I'm going to say most likely it is due to the vaccine and they need to detoxify. So definitely tell them to take lots. When I say lots, I'll explain it. But they need to take a lot of diatomaceous earth. They need to be taking charcoal, but just with something to help clean the colon too so they don't get backed up. Take things with chlorella that help pull heavy metals. So when I said lots of diatomaceous earth, most people can start with a teaspoon a day, and then they should probably, after they get used to that, do that twice a day and then slowly increase to where they're taking a tablespoon plus a day and then that twice a day. Long as they have plenty of fluids, that will help to pull some of these toxins out of the body. I would also take some charcoal, maybe a teaspoon of charcoal once or twice a day. And the diatomaceous earth acts as a natural laxative, but it doesn't cause you to run. So it may be just enough to keep the charcoal moving, you know, in the body. Definitely follow the live-free lifestyle and take things like Super Tonic or anything else that might have some chlorella in it. And things that give them energy. And I believe if they would do that, of course, you know, it's always a blessing if they go on a fast. That helps to accelerate healing. But even if they just do some of these things that I'm mentioning, I believe that they'll get at least some of these sensations back.
Well, I'll pass it on if they're willing, because some people, they want the help, but they don't have the endurance to continue on. But I feel.
Yes, ma'am. We understand. Amen. Amen. It's good to hear your voice, Mom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I pass the information on, and it's up to the person to follow up.
Yes, ma'am.
But we can, yes, we ma'am. Can speak, but we can make them act, you know.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, God bless you.
God bless you. Bless your wife and your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. And I pray for you every day. Because we all need prayers, especially in these last days. We had a lot of trials and strange happenings. But God is able because he's the Almighty God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Let me know when you're, I want to make sure sometimes you have some words of wisdom at the end and I end up cutting you off. So I want to make sure it's okay for me to go to the next caller. You let me know when that is, okay?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. God bless you.
All right. God bless you too. All right. Okay, we're going to go now to Sister Desiree. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor and Sister Maria. Wanted to find out, I have a Bible, and I have some very old Spirit of Prophecy series books, and I just like to know how I can get them rebound, you know, like, I don't know how do you go about getting them rebound. They're very old, the Spirit of Prophecy books, mm-hmm. and besides regular glue, I don't know what to do. I was like, because they're very good. You know, I don't want to get rid of, you know, it's like I don't want them to further continue to come apart, especially the Spirit of Prophecy books.
I have a friend who is in publishing, and he may know of a good book binder. You know, they're out there. You can just go look up book binders and contact individuals, and, you know, they'll have you send it, and, you know, they'll tell you what they charge. But if there's somebody that, you know, we can recommend, that somebody who's in the faith that knows of a good one that does a good job, so I'll reach out to my friend for you, and I'll get back with you.
Okay, all right. Thanks, because they're real fresh. I want to make sure I get them back.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, but that is something that is done. There are book binders that specialize in that kind of thing. You can have an old Bible, and they'll put a new cover on your Bible and things of this nature. So that's just their profession. So let me reach out and see if I can get someone who may know a little bit more about the publishing aspect of things and see if he has a recommendation. If not, then I would just say, you know, might want to Google it and look for reviews and that type of thing. But I will get back with you.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to go to Sister Lenny at this time. Good morning, Sister Lenny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
I am requesting special prayer for my daughter. My daughter, I've noticed she had COVID twice, and ever since she's had COVID, she's been going through one thing after the other. So I am requesting special prayer for her so that she can, you know, cleanse her body and start things anew so that she can get these things out of her, since she's constantly coming up with one thing after the other. So just requesting a special prayer for my daughter. Thank you.
Definitely. You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, COVID, according to the Trump administration, according to the Biden administration, I just want to say that, because when we said that before, it was called conspiracy theory, but now the Department of Energy and the Biden administration has said that they're from their research, it came from a laboratory, as best they can say. So this is a man-made virus, brothers and sisters. And so because it is such, man always messes up stuff, okay? We can't even get the good things right. So we surely shouldn't be toying with viruses. That being said, God is stronger than all of that, and he can deliver. Sister Lenny's back with us. Sister Lenny, go ahead.
I just wanted to say she has not been vaccinated.
Right. I didn't think she was, because I thought you might have mentioned it. Yeah, but that's why I just wanted to talk about COVID, because even COVID, that's why you noticed in the other person, I was mentioning that both I've seen it in COVID and in vaccinated people where you just can have strange symptoms. That's because this thing was man-made. So both the virus and the vaccine are man-made. And when man messes with stuff, he always messes it up, you know? So anyway, we definitely will pray for her.
She still has no, some of her taste is still gone and her smell.
Right.
She hasn't gotten
it back. So exactly. So definitely some of this can be just COVID and not the vaccine, that these symptoms have happened. I would pretty much say some of the same things to her that I would say to the to you for her as we did the other individual. Diatomaceous earth, you just try to pull some of those toxins out, you know. It may take some time, but I believe that she'll be better in time.
Thank you.
But we will definitely keep her in prayer.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, friends, that takes us to the top of the hour. May the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. Sister Maria sends her regards to everyone, and we'll have our closing prayer at this time. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, not a day to focus on witches and warlocks and demons and dragons. The world is crazy because the devil is crazy. But even that he's crazy, he's still smart. And so, Lord, people think this is a holiday, a day of glee and joy to put on demonic masks and scare children and adults. Oh, Father, please help us to understand that this is a ploy. The devil doesn't even look like that. He can put himself in the form of an angel of light, though he is evil. Father, we just ask that your name will be glorified in our lives today. And as we are coming to the end of this year, Father, we pray that we will have totally surrendered lives to you. Father, we pray for Sister Desiree. She didn't ask for prayer so much, but we just ask that you will help her to find the right person to bind her book. We also pray for our mother, Harriet's relative, who is suffering from what we would call long COVID. It's actually the term for it. And maybe the COVID, maybe the vaccine, but the symptoms are similar. Father, we pray for Sister Lenny's relative as well, who has some of the same challenges. And we just ask that you will bless us. And if we've forgotten anyone, Lord, we just pray that you will please open doors of blessing and healing and forgiveness and peace. Help us, Lord, to submit ourselves to you and be obedient and put our trust in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, we want to also remember those. I'm just going to pray again. Father, be with those in jail and in prison. We pray that those who should come out to serve you outside of those walls, that you will work that out in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. All right, friends, thank you for joining us. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now, undreamed of. Happy Tuesday, and God bless you.
I will trust.